You're on the Hunter's Greatest Hit Station, 2NM this morning. It's Pete in with you, filling in for Gemma, who's having a couple of days off on Hunter Valley today. Now, I had an interview request come across my desk the other day for a disease called COPD, C-O-P-D. Now, I'd never heard of it, but one guy who is pretty much an expert in it is Dr. Jamal Riffey. He's a GP at Belmore Medical and a graduate of Sydney Uni and a fellow of RACGP. He's also an approved educator, supervisor of medical students at Sydney and Western Sydney Unis, and he has over 30 years' experience as a general practitioner. Dr. Riffey, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Not at all. Thank you.
Hey, I've never heard of COPD. Can you just quickly explain what it is?
Okay. Look, COPD, which is COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. It is very well known condition in the medical field because it leads to difficulty for the patient to breathe easily and will lead to cough and wheezing and recurrent chest infection. And it's used to be a not have many treatments for it.
Right.
30 years ago, when I started working as a general practitioner, the only thing we could offer them, to be honest, is mainly a one puffer that's short-acting, didn't do much to them.
Mm-hmm.
And also, in end stage, we give them home oxygen. So these people, usually they have barrel chest, very wide. They difficulty breathing because the muscle, their muscle has to work harder to get air in and out. But things have changed. And, you know, recently, only yesterday, a couple of days ago, on the 1st of November, the company that is AstraZeneca, and everyone has heard about AstraZeneca as a vaccine, but in reality, AstraZeneca is a name of the company that make that vaccine.
Yeah.
Except AstraZeneca for us as general practitioner is very well known for its respiratory division. It is an international company based in the UK, and they produce a lot of puffers for and other medication for respiratory issues. And COPD is one of the leading preventable cause worldwide. And in Australia, it is the fifth cause of death in Australia.
Yeah, those aged over 40, it's about 8.3% of Australians. And how does COPD differ from, say, emphysema? Or is it the same?
Well, no, they are slightly different. Emphysema is actually the parenchyma of the lung, which is the tissues of the lung.
Right.
COPD, we know that it is a progressive, debilitating disease that restricts the airflow in the lung through the pipes because there is an inflammation in the pipe and also the muscle has to work harder. Symptoms may be the same, but there are two different diseases, the same as asthma. They're all probably they will have cough, production of phlegm, fatigue, wheeze, and that sort of things. But we know the triggers of exacerbation, which is an acute worsening of COPD, could be mainly a viral infection or irritant and pollutant, or whenever we have fires around the people and, you know, it affects them. And to be honest, it causes more sufferers to stay at home and rather than interact, especially these days, because the cough and shortness of breath may be associated, unfortunately, with COVID. And it's worse than what it used to be before. But generally, they get tired from minimum exertion. And we used to have two, three different puffers they need to use throughout the day.
Yeah.
But thanks God, a couple of days ago, the TGA approved this combined medication. And so we have three different medication in one puffer, and that's what makes a difference in terms of compliance and its use and result. And also it makes big difference to the costs for the patient because it has been approved on the listed on the PBS.
Yeah, which is a big one, isn't it, that it's been listed on that? Otherwise, it probably could have cost somebody thousands to treat. Now, one in five people with COPD die within 1 year of their first hospitalisation for an exacerbation. So how can someone with COPD, you know, look after themselves a bit better to make sure that this sort of thing doesn't occur?
Yeah, look, absolutely. As you've said, people actually, they are at risk of death from exacerbation. That's why the new PUFA, it has been approved by the TGA for maintenance treatment and to prevent the exacerbation and at the same time to relieve the symptoms in adults with moderate severe COPD or even very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. And it works quite well. Definitely, we need a proper diagnosis for COPD, and that's why everyone who's been coughing, short of breath, and producing some phlegm, they will see their GP, they will be assessed, some probably investigations will be done, and we need their lung function, because all these parameters get changed with COPD. Minor treatment, minor cases, they are easier to treat, but because it is a progressive disease, it gets worse. So when it gets a lot worse, this PUFA that has been approved a couple of days ago, it makes a big difference because it actually it is a maintenance treatment and prevent exacerbation.
Okay, so for further advice and support, what should people do?
Definitely, seeing their GP will be good, and sometimes they need to be transferred to the care of a respiratory physician. But most importantly, people with COPD, when they feel that actually their symptoms have changed, worsened, more phlegms happen, not to cope with an exacerbation, don't wait for it to get worse. They need to end up in hospital because it is an unnecessary hospitalization. They need to seek treatment. They need to develop a exacerbation management plan, and they need to realize that it is now we have more better option for treatment, because when you combine three medication in the same device, so they one PUFA will be actually equivalent of three different PUFAs. It make it a lot easier because these medication, they have three ingredients, which is an inhaled corticosteroid, and they have one medication that actually we term as LAMA, and which stands for long-acting muscarinic antagonist, and it has another ingredient that we call it LABA, which is a long-acting beta agonist, because they work together to reduce the inflammation through the inhaled corticosteroid, stop the tightening of the muscles in the lung, and they making it easier for people to get air in and out of the lung after the use of this new PUFA.
Excellent stuff. Well, Dr. Jamal Rifi, thank you for bringing us up to speed of the newly listed treatment on the PBS for those who are suffering with COPD. So if you're out there and you've been just going along and you do suffer from this, or maybe a family member or friend does, make sure you go back and see your GP and have the discussion. Thank you for joining us on Hunter Valley today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right, we've got more to come very, very soon here this morning here on Hunter Valley today on 2NM.